So.
She'll hit a record and different things.
Okay.
All right, I am recording.
Okay. So let's call to order the Parks and Recs Advisory Board meeting. I was not at the meeting on in January. And so before we get into our agenda, I'd like to have us go around and introduce ourselves. That would be awesome. I believe I've seen Julie before, but do we have Patty Allen with us tonight?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know why I'm not seeing that. I'll go ahead and start. My name is Vicki Handy. I'm in the Willamette neighborhood, and I've been on Parks Board for quite a while now. John, how about you?
Yeah, I'm John Lindman. I live in Hidden Springs and spend most of my time on the trails at Mary S. Young. And I've been on the Parks Board for a long time.
Yeah. Chris, how about you?
Hi, I'm Chris Owens. I live in Robinwood neighborhood, and I've been on the board for just 1 year as of about now.
Great. Jane, how about you?
I've been on the board for a year now with Chris, and an ode to Valentine's Day flowers. And of course, the parks also have fabulous flowers. So I changed my backdrop for that today.
I love it. Todd, how about you?
Hi, Todd Olson. Been a board member, approaching 2 years, I think, in a few months. And I live in the Barrington Heights neighborhood.
Great. And Julie, welcome to the Parks Board.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm Julie Holson, and a newly retired teacher from Westland High School. And I live in the Savannah Oaks neighborhood, Oak Ridge neighborhood. And this is my first meeting, so I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Great. And then Patty.
Hello, I'm Patty Allen, and this is my second meeting. So I've been on the board about a month. And I live in the Rosemont Summit area, and my house backs up to Oppenlander.
Oh, okay.
Hot topic.
Yeah. And I am seeing somebody's video blacked out. I don't know why. But I can't. Oh, there it is. Jules. Hi.
Hi, Vicki. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Jules Walters, Mayor. It's nice to see new faces on the board, familiar faces. So it's nice to see you and everyone else. And I know, Patty, that Oppenlander's at top of your mind, but I've got to keep my lips zipped on that one.
No.
So hopefully we'll make it through the meeting without having to talk about it so my hair doesn't fall out.
Yeah, I've been bombarded, so I'm good to not have any discussion right now, to be honest with you.
I hear you.
Jules, you mean you didn't want 9 more recommendations of some type?
Or 75 emails in my inbox in the last 5 hours? It's good. Actually, I'm really glad to see people involved, and, you know, it's a passionate issue. And, you know, Westland, we're about our parks and our schools. So it's like, this is a big one for us. And I'm just so grateful for this Parks Board and our Parks Department that makes the city as great as it is. So thank you, everybody, for donating your time.
That's
and I'll
great.
Hand it back to Vicki before I start.
Okay. And since it's Julie's first meeting, Tara and Ken, please introduce yourselves and your role with the city. Tara, how about you?
Sure. I am Tara Winken. I'm recreation supervisor, and I have been with the city almost 20 years.
Well, I'm Ken Warner. I'm the Parks and Rec Director, and in 2 days, I will have been here 29 years.
Wow. In 2 days.
Yeah, I'm slowly becoming that employee that, you know, has been here the longest and they ask me historical questions.
Congratulations. That's quite
a congratulations.
I did want to let you guys know that I worked for the city of Irvine in California for 11 years, and I was advisory board staff, Tara, to my advisory board there. So I have a lot of experience working with advisory boards, so I kind of know the role. So I'll try to behave myself. I promise.
Well, it's great to have everyone on the board. If you can take a look at tonight's agenda, following the approval of the agenda and summary notes, we'll have community comments. Do we have any community citizens, Tara, in the queue?
We do not. I did not hear from anybody today.
And then open items of interest from the board. And then I wanted to start the discussion regarding 2022 planning parks and rec needs. And then hearing just the adult community center update and the GoBot project update. Are there any questions or additions to the agenda tonight? Are we good?
Yep.
We need to have a motion to accept the agenda.
I move that we accept it.
And a second?
Second.
Great. And I can see all of you, so you can just raise your hands.
Right.
Great. And then the meeting notes from last week. Again, I apologize. I wasn't here. I was actually in Florida. So if there's somebody on the board who was here, do we have a move to accept the minutes?
Yeah, I move to accept them.
Okay. Is there a second?
Can I make one quick correction?
Yes. Sure.
So last month I did mention the better representation for the BIPOC, but I didn't just say the Adult Community Center. I mentioned we were sent a bunch of other materials, the catalog. So I just wanted to plug for representation across all the marketing materials.
Great. And so Tara, can you make that adjustment? Are there any other changes?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Can I just ask a quick question on this? It just has things of interest, dog parks and disc golf. Did that come from the board or was that a report from a community member or was that a discussion point?
Ken was talking about kind of some updates on what we've been hearing from citizens.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's from
citizens. Yeah, there weren't any community comments.
So that's from Ken's report. Great. Thanks. Okay. With those, with that change, do we motion to approve? Did we go through this already? Second? Yep. We're good. Okay. So since we don't have any community comments, let's open for items of interest from the board.
Vicki, a couple, when was it? I think it was one of the times that we are actually able to meet face to face. Maybe it was December. There was a group representing dog owners, and they brought a couple of issues up and identified some things. And I was just wondering, Ken, if you could just give a little update on actions taken as part of that conversation or kind of where we stand. Thank you.
Yeah, we sure can. That was the informal, I got a new dog park kind of friends group that have been communicating with all or trying to communicate with all the dog owners. If you recall, they brought us a survey prior to December, I think it was, and sent, I think that was sent out. Just kind of on the feelings, you know, about the off-leash dog area at Maris Young Park. They did present, some concerns with, some of the speeding they felt in the parking lot. If you recall, they wanted to put some speed bumps in there potentially. And so we have been, talking to them. One of their concerns was kind of the status of the grass field where the off-leash dog area is located. As winter comes, as it's become more and more popular, I think every year, it starts to get a little muddy due to the heavy traffic. So as we told them then, we'd certainly look into what we can do to improve that grass area. So we have went out to Pacific Sports Turf that does a lot of our turf renovations per se. We've got some bids back. You know, they talked about top dressing, slice seeding, over seeding, lime fertilization, kind of just to get that grass back. The bid came in at about a little over $12,000. So right now we're kind of exploring what we can do as a staff. We've just decided to go ahead and purchase the organic lime that we can put the pH levels there because of the dog excrement, you know, are out of whack. So we need to get pH levels back first. So we did locate some lime we can put on as our staff and save about $2,000. And then we're, you know, looking to still work with Pacific Sports Turf on, you know, they have the equipment to do, you know, the slice seeding and the core aeration, things that we don't do. And then on the back end, you know, we'll probably fertilize after the fact. What we kind of need to figure out, you know, and we're talking to them. We tried this, might have been 7 or 8 years ago. We put up some orange construction fence because when you seed, you know, we really need 4 to 6 weeks to let the seed germinate. And then it's that pretty green grass you all see it, and it's really tender, and if dogs and people are all over it, just destroys it. And what happened was some of the people just didn't disregard the fence. Dogs were jumping over it, and we wasted about $6,000, you know, in seed and fertilizer at that time. So, you know, we're trying, they say they can keep people off, but we're trying to figure out, you know, how do we fence it off? Do we really have to go with a 6-foot chain link fence, keep people out, and trying to work with them? You know, when we seed it, we may end up doing half of it, fencing it off, and then doing the other half. Because we certainly wouldn't, you know, want to or get away with closing down the whole off-leash area. We, you know, get in a lot of trouble. So that's kind of where we are right now. I think in lieu of speed bumps, which are not necessarily anywhere anymore, from an engineering standpoint and from a 12 by fire and rescue and police response, I think we're going to try to, you know, work on some of the things we can do to make visibility better down there. Each of the ends of the parking lot have, you know, some plants that are growing and overgrow a little bit. You know, so we're going to, I think, try and trim those back so that visibility is good for drivers as they come around the corner. And to be honest, we've talked about, you know, trying to educate people to keep their dogs on leash when they're in the parking lot. And that seems to be, you know, where they're concerned with their dogs, and that's when they should be on leash. How we get that accomplished, I don't know, but that's kind of what we're looking at right now.
This this is a issue that we had hoped to have on our agenda. I'm trying to get back to you guys last year. And I believe there was, I forget, we weren't allowed to meet in the park, and our meeting was canceled. It certainly sounds like this is an issue that is resurfacing and definitely needs to be added to our focus for the, there we go, for this year. Are there other issues of interest that folks want to talk about on the Parks Board?
Thank you for that update, Ken. I appreciate it.
And I'll just let the board know, Vicki, that I'm trying to think. I think it was it in 2021 where we did have a gentleman come that was suggesting that possibly we could have a dog park or off-leash area up at Merrillhurst Heights Park. And more recently, I received an email for someone who wanted, you know, a off-leash or dog park down in the Willamette area. So I think, you know, at some point, maybe a conversation about, you know, a second off-leash dog park area somewhere in the city is probably, you know, certainly needed, because it's a very popular activity. Where that is, we'll certainly have to have a conversation, but I think we could try to have that, you know, sometime this year.
Okay, that's great. Any other items? Do we need to discuss Oppenlander in any way?
I guess
I think it's a steal for $120,000.
I guess my question was, and I, does everybody know where Oppenlander is in the process?
Well, I guess it would help, you know, all I know is what our read in the paper, but what's okay. the next step, I guess, would be my question.
Well, the way I understand it, you know, the school district passed a resolution that they would like, they removed the restriction that if the city buys the park, it will not be designated a park, and they want $6.5 million. That was the resolution the school board passed. Unless I'm incorrect, our city council will be having this on the agenda, has it on the agenda Monday, and they will discuss what their decision is going to be. One of the complications to this is that Monday is the deadline for our city council to process and approve all of the resolutions and paperwork that have to be then publicized and go to Clackamas County for the February 25th deadline for the May election. So, you know, that's kind of where we are. Unless the mayor, is that correct, Jules, where we're in simple terms?
That is, and I would say that we asked for the restriction to be removed, which they did. And that wasn't with the aim of not designating it a park, but what it does do is free us up from that one appraisal. But we can write in to the ballot measure that we refer to the voters that it will be used as a park. We have the option to do that. And then if it was ever to be decided that it would no longer be a park per our charter, it would still have to go back out to the voters for a vote. So it's still really in control of the voters, but the district has said that 6.5 is their final offer.
Oh, okay.
Just so people know, normally the city would buy a piece of property, and if Parks buys it, it's obviously, you know, it's going to be a park. And after we purchase it, it goes to city council and it's designated as a park. So I think that's what would happen this time. Council would still officially designate it a park after it's purchased, if that's the case, whether it was in the PSA or not. It's just kind of the process that happens. Thanks, Vicki.
And I can't speak for the whole council, but I have not heard from anybody on the council that is interested in it being anything but a park. So I'll just leave it there.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there any other questions or interest from the group? Immediacy? I wanted to thank you for voting me the chair in my absence. And one of the things that our board liked last year in our debrief in December was that we were focused on having some specific dates to have specific real discussions that would lead to information being provided to city council. So I wanted to start this year with kind of the same approach. Apologize, my phone is not off. And talk about some of the key issues going forward. I'd like to suggest that we start with the identification of the items that we feel are most significant. And as we look at that, I'd like to use the Parks and Rec Master Plan as our initial framework, because that has a very substantial statement around community needs. And then as we look at that, then also begin to identify critical issues that as an advisory committee, we feel we're hearing from the community. For example, the dog leash. That was something that we selected for last year. I would assume that, excuse me, not dog leashes, dog parks be one of our topics. One of the things that I did is I pulled the executive summary from the master plan and then just started a worksheet that has kind of what are the prioritized needs, what was the source of that, and if it comes from the master plan, it says master plan. If it came from city council, it says city council. If it came from a parks board member, etc. And then what is the investment or plan around that particular need, kind of a status progress report on that, and then really leading to forward action needed as a summary analysis and report to city council. But then this would also drive our agenda for our monthly meetings. So I just want to stop for a moment and check in with each of the board members to ask if you feel like, do we still want to have specific meetings with real key discussions? Do we want to start with that kind of quick review analysis and report to city council? Just a little bit of a check in on your reactions. If this is something you like, something that you feel is a waste of time. I'll start with Todd.
Sure. Yeah. So I really liked how we approached it last year, which is very similar to what you laid out. I like the idea of having items scheduled through across the year, because then, you know, as we're out in the community, we know what's coming up and we can start to float those through conversations with community members just to get input and some insight and their thoughts on those things. So it's always good to know ahead of time what the discussion might be so we can get some input that way. I like the approach of using the plan to kind of guide it. I would be interested to see which ones you pulled out and maybe, I don't know if you can pull up what you have already put together, or if you can share it and over the next couple of weeks we can add to it or something like that.
That's what I was thinking. What I'd like to do is email it to the group. This is my recommended action, that we email it to the group and then individually read through it, and then provide your feedback. If you want to send it back to me, that's great. As I recall, we don't have a SharePoint site with the city that we can use. Is that right, Ken, Tara? Does the city have SharePoint? No?
Not currently.
Okay.
Unmute button fast enough. We don't. We could certainly check with our IT department and see if anyone else is using it or try and set one up, if that's a desire.
Well, that's nice because everyone can see it real time and can just hit comments and put their comments right into it. We can put it on track changes and it can be a totally shared document that at this point, it just is a discussion amongst the board. And that makes it easy. But if we don't have that, I'm happy to be the contact point. If you want to just send your feedback and I can add it, that's great. I am not able to pull that up. I just tried. Ken, I did email this to Ken to just ask if I could bring it to the meeting. Would you mind pulling that up real fast? To just show kind of the grid. And then to answer your question, I forget who said, what did you pull out of the master plan? I went straight to the community survey It had close to 2,000 participants and took like the top three of what they want to see, what are the biggest needs are, what are the priority actions. And so I just included kind of a grid of a quick analysis of what we feel are top hot topics. And then the document executive summary from the master plan. You can see I put work in progress notes. It'd be nice to add some of the links and other pieces that are just make this a more comprehensive kind of analysis, just a couple links. If you could just scroll down to page 2. So this was the chart, and then where it says forward action needed, that would be, we're going to be talking about this in March. We're going to be talking about this in September, you know, whatever those days are. It's the same process that we used last year with the addition of a little bit of just accountability back to the Parks and Rec master plan. So I started with the master plan. Number one improvement needed was indoor all season rec center. Number one activity to expand swimming or water play, and then walking, biking, river access, maintenance. And then you can see I also included then city council and staff clearly said it is a priority need to complete repairs from the ice storm. And then we have a lot of work with Robin Wood and Bolton going on managing the surplus city property. And so you can see I just identified needs, identified where that where the source was, and then to the best of my knowledge, what some of the plan or investment is, and the kind of progress, and then those things that we want to either say, we want to put this on our discussion agenda and publicize that, that if you have an interest in the ice storm repair, the progress on that, we're going to be talking about that in March. If you scroll down just a little further, Ken, obviously I left additional spaces for the group. You know, personally, I think we should put dog parks on there as maybe number 8, but we don't have to do that right now. And then if you can just scroll down dog parks a little further, we don't have to review this, but you can see this was an executive summary from the master plan. And so you can, instead of reading, I forget how many pages the whole plan is, this kind of gives a quick snapshot of what we have. And what, again, this was a MIG, a consulting group analysis. And so it just provides a snapshot of facts. And then the citizen engagement with the surveys. And you can see I pulled all of the priorities right out of these charts, suggestions for improvement prioritized. And it just goes down through all of the significant findings in that, especially having new members on the park board, which is very exciting to me. I thought that it would make a lot of sense to provide some type of framework that kind of grounds us in the extensive analysis and community input that has already occurred. I thought that that might be helpful to Patty and Julie, and it's always good for the rest of us to hold ourselves accountable to reading the kind of the facts and summary.
Thank you.
So does that make sense to kind of make this a work in progress document? And the focus is, if you can scroll back up to that page two, Ken, our focus isn't rewriting the executive summary, of course, that's just for your review. It's just identifying, hey, we are recognizing these were the priority needs that came out of the master plan. These are priority needs that have come out of city council. And just a little bit of information on what's happening with that. We can update this. And the forward action needed, that's if we want to discuss that as a group, that's our decision as a board. I wanted to make sure that we had a format that allows us to really be in consensus with what we want to spend our time on. So we can add to this, make it more complete, but the real focus is, what do you feel is really important for you moving forward? So again, we can send this out and add to it, adjust it. It is in Word. If we do track changes on the review, then we can just add comments, or you can just send me feedback, and then I'll pull it together and resend it as a complete document. And where it says forward action needed, if you want to make sure that this is an issue that is a discussion issue in one of our meetings, if you can, how about if we just put our initials? So let's say Chris really wants us to talk about maintenance of current parks. It would just be CO in that forward action saying, Chris is saying, I want this to be a major discussion point.
Makes sense. Thanks for putting this together.
Yeah, just thought it would be a good way to kind of get us all within a framework that works for all of us. And if something's not on here that you feel is really significant, go ahead. We can add to that. We can add a row. I put some blank rows in already. If you don't feel like we need to discuss something at all, you can say, this is on hold, let's keep it on hold. We're not gonna deal with this year. That's fine. And so what I'd like to request is that our March meeting would be to finalize this list and feel comfortable publishing it and getting it on the schedule so that people can see if they have specific interests which month to come to Parks Board.
Sounds good.
So is everyone in agreement? If you don't really have a source, you know, I just focused on master plan and city council. If you want to add a row, let's say I feel really adamant about getting a high ropes course down at Mary S. Young. The source would be Vicki Handy. I'm not recommending that we get a high ropes course down at Mary S. Young, even though it would be a lot of fun. But. Okay, so we're all in agreement. We have a little homework assignment to read and give your thoughts so that we have in March, we can kind of finalize it and publish our topics, dates, and then use it to inform city council as well. We're good? Is that a yes?
I think that's a great plan, yeah.
Yeah, this okay. is great, thank you.
Thank you. Jules, do you have any feedback? Because this really is set up to help city council by, you know, having a really good structure going through this year.
I think that's great, Vicki. I really appreciate you putting that together for everybody. And it will be very helpful for the council. And we'll know, you know, we're all on the same page. So that's, that will be great. And of course, you know how much I've been pulling for an indoor rec center for years. So I always love to see that at the top of the list.
Well, it was number one throughout the master plan based on the community comments and all of the focus group discussions. We need to hold ourselves accountable to representing that, because that was the significant voice of the community. And as I was doing this, I just, you know, those of you who know me, I'm kind of a research geek. I went into that survey, and what's really interesting is community members with children in K-12 were one of the least represented groups in the survey, and it still comes up with indoor rec center, aquatic, you know, water sports, and it really helps remind us through the analysis that the consulting group MIG did, that we have an amazing parks program and we have an amazing recreation program. And I think that just having, you know, the sheer acreage, total park acreage, 550 acres of parks in West Lynn. You know, I think it's really good to have us grounded in fact and go from there. So we have an action plan. Yeah.
I think the one thing I'd say, though, is that even though in that survey, a lot of people were into a recreation center and some flat water, is that you got to remember it went out to vote in the community and went down 2-1.
Well, there are lots and lots of options when it comes to indoor rec and water sports. As you know, my friend, we were part of that process. And, you know, I think that when you start with a blank sheet and ask people what they want, that blank sheet gets filled up really quickly. I think starting with an analysis by staff and then working off of what are options that are reasonable. There's a lot of different options, and the Go Bond project of the riverfront area is a really good example of water sports, you know, that gets us there. The other issue, the other thing in the progress, if there's an issue, I've been trying to get what are the real constraints, what's going to hold us back, if there's a strong risk or if there's a known issue. For example, I referenced the swimming or water play area in the Go Bond project, and there's an issue, there's been a change of ownership of the land and access is in question now. And so what's the forward action needed? We have a constraint, we have an issue that is preventing us from really moving forward with this. So it's not, is this important or not? It's all right, what are our options? What are we gonna do? So if there's a known issue, and Ken, I hate to put this on you, but you probably are the most knowledgeable about if there are constraints or issues that are preventing some of these projects from going forward. You know, if you can add that as well, this isn't just parks board. I think it's very important that it is informed by the 29 years of experience that you bring to the table, Ken. Sorry.
No, Vicki, I think that's great. I think, you know, from the staff perspective, I think we want to, you know, hear those things of interest and projects of interest, you know, because, you know, our Parks Board is part of the community, and we can certainly talk about constraints and opportunities as we go through those. I just wanted to point out a couple of things for informational purposes, kind of. If I heard the grapevine correct, our city council will be discussing goals the end of this month. Is that correct, Jules?
I hope so. It's been kind of just in mind, so let's keep our fingers crossed.
Okay, I thought I heard that, but what I do know is that in March, I think, hopefully, the city is going to start rolling out some community surveys again that we haven't done for a number of years. And that'll, you know, traditionally those, you know, if you've been around or lived in any city, probably they're pretty broad and they cover a lot of topics, a lot of departments throughout the city, but, you know, Parks and Rec normally gets to slide in a couple of questions and, you know, depending how that goes, hopefully we can have a conversation, maybe of what we at least give input to the professional survey consultant, what's important to us to ask our community at that time. The other thing is it ties into, you know, the indoor recreation and that piece. You know, we're also going to be rolling out conversations about upcoming capital projects that the city needs. Indoor recreation center is on that list, along with, you know, future public works buildings / parks maintenance, you know, water lines, you know, all kinds of things. So, you know, there will be a couple opportunities that we can maybe get some feedback from the community and have broader conversations on, you know, some of the topics that are directly related to Parks and Rec. So, like I say, that's just kind of informational that should be started to be rolled out in March.
And we'll send this out. And Jules, I mean, as our liaison, I'd like to invite you to participate with us in this analysis work in progress. And if you could pull up that document one more time, I just wanted to just walk through and see if there's any questions around the prioritized needs from the master plan. The first is provide indoor all season recreation center, swimming or water play, either indoor or outdoor, walking, biking, improving, enhancing indoor developing trails and sidewalks. Number four is river access. Yeah.
Oh, Vicki, just so you know that it's super tiny on the screen, you know, so okay. Maybe, well, if you want to send it out and then we can talk about it next month.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just was going through just to make just sure
so we don't have to like stick our noses into the camera here. It's tiny.
I can't read it.
Okay, that's fine. So we'll go with our plan. Read it, comment, add your ideas, add your what you would like to see be a focal point for our discussions, and add rows if there's anything that you feel like needs to be added. And I would like this, like I said, I'd also like to invite Jules as our city council liaison to have the opportunity to add and share her ideas as well. Is that okay, Ken?
Well, I have to make sure I stay in my lane. So,
okay. So we'll just copy you.
Answer questions, and you know me, I always, you know, say things, but you know, technically I'm supposed to not be advocating or influencing your decisions, but just be here to answer questions.
Well, I was thinking more to help on the inform, just if you are aware of investment or plan or something in progress that we may not be aware of. So
okay,
that's okay. We'll just make sure you're copied. Okay, so we have, we're set up to do our 2022 planning needs. So then I'd like to turn it over to Tara for the Recreation and Adult Community Center update.
Okay, So we have an event on Monday, our Westland Parks and Recreation Loves You event at Hamerly Park. Come on down 3 to 5. We're handing out some spring plans, a little treat. Have some little activities for some kids, rain or shine. We'll be there. So we are, you know, into spring right now. So we've got spring break camps. We're promoting that, non-school day camps, promoting all that. I'm getting some pretty good enrollments. We'll keep pushing that out. We are working with a new registration website, RecDesk. So we are transitioning from Active to RecDesk. We're starting training for that. We're hoping to go live March 21st to have all of our summer programs in there and then moving forward with this new program. Pretty excited about that. So we'll be able to have hopefully field rentals in there, picnic shelters, eventually facilities, but it looks like a great program for us. We're moving forward with summer activities, summer camps. We're gonna program, hopefully they will go and have some staff. Let's see. Yeah, we've been busy. We have staff that's been, we've been having field rentals, you know, working with our sports associations. Fields are filling up pretty fast, which is great. Picnic rentals, we've had, you know, people are kind of getting back into the swing of things for summer, so that's exciting. Let's see. Our adult center is doing great. We have had a, an increase in volunteers, which is great. So a lot of people looking for something to do. So yeah, we've had a, we've seen a, an increase in those applications come through, so that's exciting. Have more people at the Adult Center.
That's awesome.
Our open spaces. We've got great volunteers and more people wanting to be out in the parks and help with storm debris still and and some adoptive park programs. So that's really nice to see.
Where do you see the capacity of your programs? What are some of your spring programs where you are a little nervous that it's going to be full, in demand, over capacity, and are there any that are you're looking at? It's like, yeah, this is really going down, low demand. How do you have a sense of that yet?
Not yet. You know, we've the a lot of our camps are still indoors, so and kind of our limit is still like right around. We bumped it up to about 20. We're not seeing that. We're seeing camps still at like, you know, 6 is kind of their minimums. You know, some of the, you know, we've contracted with some instructors and they've kind of lowered their minimums a little bit just to kind of get, you know, kids in there and getting, you know, familiar with it and wanting to register for summer. But those have been kind of low, but they've been running. For summer, you know, we're hoping to max out at our normal like 24, hopefully maybe 50 at Fun in the Sun. Some of our Skyhawks, we're hoping those numbers will bump up. But as far as other stuff, I mean, we're still addressing some events like our daddy daughter, like a mother son, and street dance. We're working with the partners like Historic Willamette Main Street, Chamber. We're working with the library. We did have a meeting with them to work with them on some of their summer reading programs. So maybe Juneteenth, Pride Month events that we can help partner with them because they would like to be out in the parks also. So we're trying to coordinate some stuff with that.
Great. Has there been any discussions with the school district around meeting unique post-pandemic needs of the children in our community? I know that we are having kind of a mental health crisis across our nation, especially with those families and kids. And I'm just wondering if there's been any kind of out of the box collaboration with the school districts around what can be offered in our communities to help our families. And I, you know, I'm not saying that we should, I'm just wondering if there's been any dialogue there.
So that just a little, Vicki. You know, I have had some conversations, but to be completely honest, the school district, you know, has been absolutely inundated dealing with COVID. So there haven't really been a ton of conversations going forward. You know, they're working so hard, and to be honest, we're trying not, you know, to, I would say, bug them about things we can do this summer, because they're still trying to get through the school year in a safe right. and effective manner, and have the staffing to do that. So, you know, we're communicating with them, and Tara's staff is communicating all the time as we use their facilities and coordinate programs, but we kind of tried to leave them alone, I guess, is the politest way to put it.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of maybe being kind of proactive at building some program over the summer for families or kids or parents. And I hear you. I know that the school districts are just being heroes right now. So just thought I'd surface it.
Oh, it's a great idea. And, you know, we're still in this optimistic mode that we're going to be able to provide programs that we used to be able to provide 24 months ago. But, you know, we know that the mask guidelines are going to be gone, you know, March 31st, unless something drastically changes, you know, was my interpretation. But, you know, things have been so unpredictable. The staff, they're doing a great job planning all these summer events, but, you know, you're kind of building in contingencies. If what if this happens, or how do we put fences up or draw circles again, and all the things that OHA, you know, had for the past 2 years. We're still optimistic but nervous, you know, so we're not trying to lay out our whole budget on the line, you know, kind of like you really want to buy airline tickets to Europe right now and they're not refundable. Well, it's a choice you all make, but, you know, so it's still a challenge for the rec staff, but they're doing a great job.
Yeah, I'm amazed. And Tara, you and Ken and the whole staff through all of COVID has done an amazing job with that. Before we look at the department and go bond update, advisory board, are there any questions, feedback, thoughts around the rec programs?
Well, this is kind of one of my pet projects is I did unified sports in the high school, and we were unified champion school. One of the first actually in the nation where there was a partner athletes. One of the things was basketball. Once young people graduate from high school, there's no way to organize that or continue any kind of a unified opportunity for students with developmental disabilities to play basketball or do things with their friends. And so I'd like to work with staff or see some ways that we could, I don't even know what our basketball or soccer capacity is, if there is anything at all in our, that we have as a city. I know some of the churches have courts and stuff, but looking in the future, got some sponsorship and a really good relationship with Special Olympics, and would really like to continue to see something in an adult league for students with and without disability, or adults with and without disabilities, to have a good time, a rec basketball program or something similar in the works going forward. That's kind of my thing, but it doesn't have to, I'm still in the fact-finding mission right now. So that's kind of where, but I'd like to move forward on that at some capacity.
That is great to hear that and have you share that interest and that area of expertise.
Julie, we've had conversations about that. I've coached friends in Special Olympics in, you know, softball and soccer and basketball through the years, and it's a great program. I think, you know, if we had a little bandwidth to bring that to Westland, I think Special Olympics, you know, is a great program that I think a lot of volunteers would come support. So I think, you know, since you raised your hand, all we need is that champion to kind of nudge us, and we'll, you know, probably, you know, we can certainly move in that direction, because there's certainly a need. We've done some, you know, developmental dances for a number of years, and there's certainly a need, you know, for those parents to have time and for those that are disabled to have an opportunity to do things. And it's a small department, it's challenging, but we certainly welcome the opportunity to try and provide some of that.
That would be exciting, and I'm happy to help with that.
Just so you know, unfortunately, the Parks and Rec Department doesn't own any gymnasiums.
Okay, yes.
One of our problems.
Yeah.
School district's a great partner, but there is so much demand. If you play basketball in the spring, you have a great chance. If you play during the winter, basketball courts are worth $1,000 an hour. You could sell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we can do a spring sport. We can do that. Yeah, we'll talk. I'm excited for that. And I've talked a little bit with Special Olympics. They're very excited about it as well. So we'll see what we can come up with for going forward.
Great.
Put me to work.
Awesome. That's great. Anybody else have a interest, feedback, questions when it comes to our recreation program? You know, as we are planning for the year, getting things locked in, now's the time. If you have an interest or any feedback, anybody else? Okay, then let's go ahead and go to the department and go bond project update with Ken Moore.
Great, thanks, Vicki. So first question, you mentioned SharePoint. Is that, what is the optimum product, or is there a consensus on what I should ask our IT if we have, or can we get?
If it's not SharePoint, you might, I bet that you guys have Teams. Do you use MS Teams? We can do a shared doc on Teams.
It's probably part of our package. I mean, as you know, we're kind of WebEx people we use Teams when other organizations want to meet with us, but I can certainly check. I'll talk about SharePoint and then Teams if that's not available.
Yeah, if with IT, the whatever vehicle they have, we want to be able to have a shared document.
Okay.
Yeah.
We may have another department doing something already, so.
We can do it on Google, but it's awful. I think Teams and SharePoint are much better.
Well, I think we'll be able to get one. And
okay.
Figure that out.
Okay.
So you bet. So a couple things. So last year we were going to, well, traditionally we've met in our parks during the summer months, did our community or our meetings there. As we went to virtual during COVID, and then we tried to go back, new state laws say that our meetings all have to be provided. Even if we go in person, we also have to provide a virtual opportunity for community members to participate, which is great. But it kind of, from a legal standpoint, going to a park and trying to carry your laptop around and let them have a virtual experience didn't seem like a good option. So when you guys want to, if you ever want to, city council, we can, just notice a quorum and we can meet at a park or two, whatever we want to do. We just can't conduct any business. So maybe in between meetings, if you guys want to go do something like that, we can notice a quorum. We go talk, and then if we want to conduct any business, we do that at the next month's meeting in the future. Personnel, staffing, trying to think what I told you last month. We had one of our, did I talk to you guys about our recreation staff and part-time work now? No. Okay. So in the fall of 21, we lost a fabulous employee, Dawn Cold, who was looking for part-time work. So she left us, hired someone, and then we have Alyssa, who's a fabulous employee, another rec coordinator who last year gave birth to her first child and came back and wanted to be part-time, as sometimes mothers and fathers do, right? So we were very fortunate. We were able to talk to Dawn Cold coming back. So we were able to solve a personnel problem. So we got two fabulous employees for the premise in one. And they're doing a great job. You know, Tara's working with them to keep the office open and coordinate everybody. On the park maintenance side, our city council and budget committee, as you recall, found it that we have a very large need for park maintenance workers, and they gave us two more full-time equivalents beginning this fiscal year. Well, we are now in February of the fiscal year, 7 months in, and we are still at the same point after resignations and different things happening. We are still going to be hiring this week, as soon as our HR gets them out, two park maintenance workers. So it's been a challenge to get people and keep people, you know, kind of like the rest of the world. As far as the GoBond projects in a general sense, it's time for us to go back to City Council on February 22nd and update them on kind of the status of the $20 million GoBond from 2018. So Lance Calvert, our Public Works Director, will be working on the transportation side that had about $14 million roughly of the bond. And we'll talk about our parks portion, which is $3.5 million, and our facilities portion, which was $2.5 million. We are having some difficulties because, as you can imagine, since 2018 and COVID, you know, we are potentially not going to be able to complete all the projects that were laid out after the election. So we're having those conversations now to present to council and figure out, you know, where council, if we have issues going forward, where they want to prioritize the funds being spent. Let's see. So FEMA, as I've mentioned, we are working with FEMA on some of the storm damage that we had. Marius Young Boardwalk, which is a very popular trail, large staircase and boardwalk, was pretty much demolished. We have a bid of about $65,000 to repair that and put it back. It looks like we will probably do that late summer. There are some other requirements if we want to do it during the peak season, so we may put that off. We're still exploring the Marius Young parking lot. As some of you know, we got really damaged, you know, during the ice storm when we stored all things there. The 300 trucks were coming and going on a daily basis or trips. We put some cement treatment in there. It's not perfect, and we're trying to still work with FEMA to see what reimbursement would look like if we, you know, put compacted gravel back down the way it was, or do we try and allocate some money once and for all and pave half or all of that parking lot? Because it has been in our capital improvements program for about 10 years, but it's just been unfunded. So on the actual, some of the projects themselves, we're trying to move the Willamette non-motorized boat project forward. It's with our consulting firm, and they're working, which just takes time. Kind of the next phase of our Willamette Greenway Trail, survey work has been completed. We just haven't got it all back from the surveyors yet, so we'll be anxious to get that. Our staff away from GoBond projects, our staff is working on putting in new basketball hoops at Tanner Creek. They've just kind of, they were put in about 2001, started to get a little wobbly with the cement blocks, so we had to pull one, and we'll get the 2 foot back up. Our staff is working on some new landscaping and concrete work at our Adult Community Center this week. Maddox Woods, GoBond project, we're partnering with the Westland Rotary, and our staff has prepared the area down there to replace a bunch of pavers in the pathway and then put in a paver with a wall of a queuing station. You've been to Maddox Woods. About almost 15 years ago, we put a wood platform, kind of a deck that went over the bank of the river for their viewing for the heron rookeries across on the island. Unfortunately, over those 15 to 17 years, we kind of had to pull it back as the river takes the bank away. And it's finally at a point where it's, you know, just lived its useful life. The more we're going to be checking that the decking is bad, and we think, you know, a lot of the supports underneath are bad. So that's why we put in a paver, more permanent one that they can utilize for their viewing events down there. We're very excited that we received an email from the Oregon State Marine Board on our Cedar Road repaving and kind of the redesign we have of that boat ramp parking lot. Their staff is going to recommend approval for that in April, which
hey,
pretty much kind of means we, unless we screw this up, we should get the grant. Along with that, which is nice, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife is going to partner with Oregon State Marine Board to fund some of that for us. So that's exciting, and that project would hopefully be completed, you know, somewhere around September or October of this year. As Tara said, we're working on new recreation software at active.com for about 17 years and finally found that, you know, as we've grown and things have changed, you know, the big thing with RecDesk that's going to work well for us is we will have all of our facilities online. So people will be able to reserve all of our shelters, our Ville Community Center, the Sunset Fire Hall, without even walking into our building. At the same time, we're working with our internal city staff, our IT department, to get our tree permit process online, our special event permits online, and for internal, we will have our certified playground safety inspectors be able to utilize iPads and have everything go online for them, so they're not using a phone and trying to take pictures and email themselves. So we were required, if you don't know, to inspect every playground every month of the year. It takes somewhere between an hour and 3 hours for each playground, and this will really help them to have that automated services out in the field. I think that's it. Unless there's questions or anything else I can answer for you.
Do you have any concerns or issues that you want us to reflect on, provide any input on? Sounds like things are going pretty well right now.
They are, you know, certainly. If you can find two highly qualified park maintenance workers in the next week to apply, that would be great.
Good luck.
You know, I mean, things are going well. You know, there are certainly challenges like every department in the city has, but I think our staff is you know, working hard, working through them. And you know, we're excited to have all the kids out on our fields. Baseball nets will be going up at Fields Bridge soon. And soccer, lacrosse, they're all ready to go. You know, so it's an exciting time to get, you know, kids out there. I think this may be the first season, if I'm not mistaken, that nobody will have to wear a mask. Basketball players didn't have to wear masks, but coaches and parents had to. And so, you know, it's going to be an exciting time to, you know, see people's faces, some pictures out there without masks on. So we're excited.
Right. Any other questions from board members for staff? Feedback, comments? All right. As far as the board, I know that Julie shared her expertise and interest in increasing our recreation program for adults with disabilities. I think that's brilliant. I'd like to invite Patty. You are our other new member. Is there any specific reason that you joined the Parks Board, or that you were hoping to do or see happen? Kind of like, what was your hope as you applied to join the Parks Board? Don't mean to put you on the spot, but just, you know, why did you apply? What are you hoping to accomplish?
I had 2 school age kids, boys. They're active, play in parks, and I think that it's just an important thing to do as far as being a community member and helping out with making the parks better or just increasing people's awareness. And I know that Westland does a good job, but just trying to help evangelize that information and make sure people really know what they have at their fingertips.
That's great. What schools are your boys in?
Trillium and Rosemont.
I love seeing families with kids on the parks board. I think that's so important. I'm really happy to hear that.
Patty, so your new task is to bring the unbiased, honest view of youth sports and what, you know, because we can't be out there all the time, but it would be great. Like Vicki said, we have someone with young kids, you know, so if your kids play baseball, soccer, we'd love to hear how it's going, what the deficiencies are. Is there anything we can do differently to help them? You know, they do a great job, but, you know, an insider input, to be honest, who sits and watches more games than we're able to and interact with them would be, you know, great to have that input.
Yeah, I'm a baseball mom, baseball board, baseball all the day. It's just been coming at me from every which way today. but they've been playing basketball too, which we've never played basketball, but it's been great. So I'm happy to give feedback, positive, negative, when I'm hearing from people.
Awesome. And then Julie, other than adult sports for people with disabilities, are there any other things that you would like to see or reasons why you applied for the Parks Board that you'd like to share?
Well, let me see. Can you see me? I had to turn on my video to get up. So, my niece was on the one of the princesses 2 years ago. She had the Avery Mickey. She was actually a princess for like 3 years because of COVID. She did that. I just, you know, very excited about Parks and Rec. It's definitely a passion of mine. And I do have kids and I have a dog and I'm a big dog person. So the dog park stuff is something I'm going to have a lot of input on as well.
That's great.
And then, of course, I have grandchildren and being a former teacher at both Athey Creek and Westland High School. So I've got lots of contacts still there.
That's wonderful. And I really, this is a group effort. And I think having the awareness of the school system and key contact people, you know, if there's anything that we can do to partner for communications, that's always a big interest of mine, is to make sure that our families are included in any planning or prioritization that we do. That's great. Okay. Board, that goes through our agenda. Are there any other comments or requests for next month?
Vicki, just a question related to, so I saw the email and the document, just to confirm, we're not waiting for shared document for this, where you want us to go ahead and put our comments on this and then send it back to you, correct?
Yeah, or okay. Even if you just want to shoot me a quick email just saying, hey, please add these 3 items or, you know, whatever you want, whatever works for you. If you want to handwrite it and take a picture and send it, I don't care. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Just wanted
to do that. We'll do that until we can find a site for shared documents.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Okay. Any other comments, suggestions, feedback from the advisory board tonight? No, then I'd like to close our meeting at 6:49. And it sounds like Ken already emailed out our homework assignment. And as soon as I get input from people, I'll turn it around and send it back out for our discussion next month.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.